This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, I don't usually get butterflies about a guest on the show. I did get almost heart attack-level butterflies when Matt Drudge surprised me. Let some of the crew know he was coming a few days before, and then just during a one-minute break came into the studio, and it's Matt Drudge standing there, I don't know, 4 or 5 weeks ago. And really around that time, I was also starting to work on another big guest, and because my show is controversial, it's not just one of the biggest interviews you can get in the world right now. You add it together with my broadcast, it will be extremely explosive politically. It's surreal, quite frankly. This will be bigger than the Piers Morgan story that was the biggest political blow-up in 2013, according to the LA Times, CNN, and others. They did big polls. So I never get butterflies. We're talking maybe every 10 years. I got them real bad right now, to the point of I almost don't even want to be on the air right now until it happens. Because it's like getting the 5,000-pound marlin right up to your boat, but I don't want to say I've got the fish on the line until it's in the boat. But about 25 minutes or less, I'll be announcing who is on the show, so I really look forward to it. And I don't normally spend 3 hours writing questions like I did last night. And I knew last week this interview was supposedly happening today, but as it neared and as we talked to his people, and as all of it got set up, got pretty exciting. But I'm going to let the Drudge Report tell folks in about 15 minutes who's coming on the show. Another thing is Skype testing on the road is always a hassle, so that's going on right now as we speak with them. So I'd rather be in there monkeying around with that to make sure it all happens, because the bigger the interview, the more gremlin snafus tend to get in the way. But that's not something I'm particularly worried about here today. But this will be an important interview, not just for this broadcast, the Liberty Movement, but the questions that will be asked are going to be very, very important and will definitely have an effect on a lot of things happening on the planet. Let's look at some of these headlines. EU has been caught in secret deals with Turkey to bring in the illegals. But you don't just think Turkey opened its border up and told folks they could only traverse Turkey but couldn't stay there, kind of like Mexico did with Central and South America. That was a public deal that was secret at first. Well, now it's come out in mainstream news. We'll be covering that, Globe and Mail and others, that they have a secret deal with Turkey that's now gone public. And now they're going to bring in hundreds of thousands, if not millions more, on top of the 4 million that have already been brought in. That's coming up. Trump was right. Video describes how Jersey City Muslims held pre-planned 9/11 rooftop celebrations. I remember this at the time, so I actually had the crew go dig around. We found a Washington Post about it first. Trump tweeted it last weekend. And now they found New York Post, and now we have Dan Rather coming out and saying it on national television years ago. So I guess he's evil, too, and making stuff up now because he's against the Democrats when he is a Democrat. So that's coming up. He's been 100% vindicated. Iraqis think the U.S. is in cahoots with the Islamic State and is hurting the war. Well, they don't think that. They know that. They've documented it. But there it is in the Washington Post. Donald Trump dares to say that Turkey looks like they're on the side of ISIS. Well, it's been proven. And now Russian president has released proof of Turkey's role in ISIS oil trade with satellite photos and video surveillance of the border, of the big terminals where the oil's brought in. See, it's like a McDonald's truck pulling up and offloading frozen beef patties at a McDonald's. It's like, is this truck in cahoots with McDonald's? It's got McDonald's on the side. It's pulling up, delivering. It's backing up, going beep, 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 beep. I mean, it's not rocket science. And Erdogan said he'd resign if this could be proven. Well, that's NBC News reporting on all that. So that's some of what's coming up today. Jeb Bush, hence his VP pick to be a woman. I'll give you a hint. It's not Jeb Bush that's coming on. in about 25 minutes. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. InfoWars.com. The nightly news is InfoWarsNews.com. Stay with us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
A clean, toxic-free body is the foundation of true health. Deep Cleanse by InfoWarsLife.com. A scientifically formulated blend of nanocolloidal zeolites and organic ingredients that aid the body in cleansing chemicals and toxic metals. Using our proprietary multi-step extraction technology, Deep Cleanse is our most affordable all-in-one cleanser. With concentrated organic compounds like cilantro, milk thistle, fulvic acid, orange peel, zeolites, and others, Deep Cleanse doesn't hold back. Instead of buying 5, 6, or even 7 different cleansing products, we use decades-old scientific research to put together the Rolls-Royce of all-in-one cleansing. Look, there's a reason Deep Cleanse is the only product on the market that uses our proprietary Spigerex herbal processing technique. We use only the highest quality organic herbs backed by serious research, and we still bring it to you at the best price out there. If you wish to find Deep Cleanse and experience the all-in-one cleansing, visit InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
This is how a new dark age, ruled by a totalitarian new world order, is ushered in. 345 global sycophants burned 300,000 tons of carbon dioxide to meet in Paris to impose a legally binding carbon taxation plan that will be proactively enforcing climate justice. The first legally binding carbon reduction plan the people of the world have faced.
This afternoon, French police fired tear gas at a group of demonstrators close to the Place de la République.
There was a planned demonstration, a climate change protest demonstration that was supposed to happen today. Hundreds of thousands indeed were expected, but it was cancelled because, as you know, there's a state of emergency in the country at the moment after the terror attacks in Paris.
And we salute the people of Paris for insisting this crucial conference go on. An act of defiance that proves nothing will deter us from building the future we want for our children.
Obama has already spent $784,825 on his motorcade alone. The New York Daily News reports, President Obama's flight to the City of Lights emitted roughly 189 tons of carbon alone, burning 19,275 gallons of jet fuel, reports the Daily Caller. His entire trip will send more carbon dioxide into the air than the combined emissions from 31 U.S. homes over the span of a year.
When you don't have to worry about a positive return on investment, you can waste a lot of taxpayer money. There's hardworking Americans whose money has been invested, and I keep hearing this, well, there's an element of risk. And I understand there's an element of risk, but when you take hard-earned American tax dollars and you throw it at an agenda rather than at a strategy, and you see the waste, only in this town can you squander money and not worry about it because there's an endless supply of it. And if you don't have enough money for that project, don't worry. We'll get more money. We'll just raise taxes and we'll throw some more money at that and we'll reallot money to you. And I think that's really where we're at today.
The State Department spent $407,868 on limos. The contracted propaganda press spent $376,957. When it was all tallied up, the American taxpayers have already spent $1,805,282 to send a group of elitist New World Order stooges to another country to legally scale back their taxpayers' living standards through incorporated Agenda 21 initiatives. Once again, the liberal sociopaths are ignoring the scientific facts and statistics, instead pulling at our heartstrings and ramming lies and guilt down our throats in order to achieve their New World Order agenda.
They lie to people and say that penguins cannot swim in the Antarctic, and that in the Arctic, polar bears are dying, even though National Geographic has to admit polar bear numbers are up fivefold since the 1950s and are now invading areas not previously known to be in their range.
Most sufferers of Stockholm Syndrome will tell you that Obama and company need that money because they are important people making important decisions. However, the importance of any of these New World Order lackeys will likely be as a stain in the footnote of history, where stupidity, hubris, and greed raised its grisly, self-important criminal head to once again challenge humanity's intelligence and resolve.
After 1989, President Bush kept said, and it's a phrase that I often use myself, that we needed a new world order.
John Bound for InfoWars.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, another powerful report for our InfoWars.com investigative journalist, John Bound. And we have a bunch of very informative guests today. Let me tell you some of the guests that are going to be coming up here in the next 3.5-4 hours, because we've now added, of course, the fourth hour of worldwide broadcast, so the next 3 hours and 38 minutes, to be technical. We have Ted Nugent joining us, longtime friend of the show and listener, to talk about the situation with the election, the Second Amendment, the radical Islamic invasion, and more. Lord Monckton will join us from Science and Public Policy, for InfoWars.com, reporting from Paris, France, inside the Global Government Conference, the most attended conference in history by world leaders. The biggest conflagration of world leaders ever, not just for a UN conference. This is a big one. And David Knight will be hosting in the fourth hour today, and I will assure you, he will be talking about the guests we have joining us in about 17 minutes from now. That will be the fourth hour. We'll be re-airing parts of the interview obviously covering news coverage of the interview that is coming up. And at the start of the next segment, I will tell you, well, I will direct you to drudgereport.com here in the next 6-7 minutes with a link that will take you to the audio and video feed where you can obviously see and hear that interview. And share that link with friends and family so they can tune in and hear what's talked about. Because it's not just going to be a big interview, because this person's basically the biggest interview you can get in the world right now. It's because this individual will be on this show. And so it's like a chemistry set. You add those two ingredients together. It's called explosive. And the individual coming on knows full well that's why this is being done. So look for that in about 16, 17 minutes from now. Ted Nugent, Lord Monckton, and others here on the broadcast today. And the reason I get so excited about this is learning some things behind the scenes. It's very exciting to see how awake people are. People that I wasn't sure about a year ago, 6 months ago, even 3 or 4 months ago. And then to find out that, sure enough, people know a lot more they're even letting on to. There is a battle, folks. In fact, that's one of the questions I didn't write down that I want to get to. The internal battle in the government right now, the secret war for the heart of America that's going on. There are a lot of good people in the government and in the media who do not want to destroy the country and be slaves. And there is what I've already told about from generals and congressmen and women and senators on and off record, that this fight's been intensifying the last few years and now has reached fever pitch, basically almost at the level it was in 1944 in Germany when they ran Operation Valkyrie to try to take Hitler out. But this war is not being run with plastic explosives, with members of the general staff trying to blow Hitler up. It's being done in an information war, because in the modern world, as the Pentagon has said, 90% of war is informational. And old Hillary told Congress a few years ago they're losing the info war. And as a 21-year talk show host, I don't want to say I'm an expert on the info war, even though 18 years ago I dubbed the show InfoWars. But we focus on the info war quite a bit, and that's why InfoWars is such a big focal point in the info war. There are stranger things in heaven and earth than in all those books, isn't there? There's such a thing as providence and fate in this world. And I don't think the globalists really estimated properly the type of fight they'd get when they got down to the wire butchering this country and destroying it forever. Let's get into some of the top stories. I remember when Donald Trump came out 2 weeks ago and said that Muslims were celebrating by the thousands, radical Muslims, the downing of the World Trade Centers. And I remembered, like, it was in the New York Post. I mentioned this a few weeks ago, and it was in the BBC, and it was, they were doing it in Palestine. They were doing it in Saudi Arabia, in Mexico. Folks in Mexico City were booing the U.S. team and chanting Osama bin Laden. I remember hearing about it in New Jersey and New York, people being kicked out of school because they were celebrating groups were, and saying, you know, God is great. The towers have been brought down. I remember seeing it. So I had our crew go dig through it. Watson found a couple articles, Washington Post and a few others, New York Post, and that kind of checkmated them for a while. But now we found Dan Rather saying it and everybody else. And so the mainstream media is going, oh, Trump exaggerated now. No, he didn't. There were thousands of radical Muslims that celebrated it, just like at two different sporting events last week. During the minute of silence for the dead people in France, there was Allah Akbar chants. I mean, did that not happen too? That was tens of thousands chanting, if not hundreds of thousands. Let's go ahead and go to this compilation, breaking it down.
Did you guys know that they were dancing in the streets of Patterson? They were all dancing in the streets. My brother worked there. He was driving home, and he saw people dancing in the streets.
There's another apartment building, one that investigator told me, quote, is swarming with suspects. Suspects who I'm told were cheering on the roof when they saw the plane slam into the Trade Center. Now, police were called to the building by other neighbors and found eight men celebrating. Six of them
turned
to
the building. 14 years
I look out here, and I see a lot of people. And they were just chanting and raving, and
we're
I noticed
break.
That they were holding
things.
They were holding like rocks.
When we come back, we're going to come back with Dan Rather. Dan Rather talking about it. I want to play the whole clip uninterrupted. Oh, I guess we've got time till break. Let's keep rolling it now. Here it is.
And they were saying, burn America, and you know, all these things about America.
But there's several witnesses who say this happened. They got on the roof of the building to look across. They knew what was going to happen. They were waiting for it to happen. And when it happened, they celebrated. They jumped for joy.
Everyone that was out there, there were only 13, maybe 14 at most. They were kids. They didn't know what they were doing. But they had so much hate, and they were doing that. It was just so sad. It was so sad.
But the larger issue, so that's Dan Rather, that CBS News, that's MTV, but let's just get past that, okay? The point is, radical Muslims all over the world, from Indonesia to Saudi Arabia to Palestine to the Gaza Strip, celebrated it And anybody who has a memory remembers that. And the mainstream corporate whore media wanted to lie to everybody and just say it didn't happen. And then demonize Donald Trump because he said it was happening. It's like Donald Trump says the sky is blue, and they spend 2 weeks saying he's a liar. No, it is blue. And the bottom line is there was celebration all over the world, and they've been proven wrong again.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardanger.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardanger.com. Again, that's dollardanger.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
This holiday season, give your loved ones the gift of preparedness. Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, is offering weekly specials throughout November and December. With these unheard-of savings, the time to prepare your family is now. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. We're so confident you'll love our meals that we're sending a free freeze-dried meal to every listener of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA, covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period, with packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Why would you go anywhere else? KD offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water purification kit for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com.
Come and take it.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, there's the headline at DrudgeReport.com. If you're a TV viewer, radio listener, go to DrudgeReport.com. 60 days to Iowa, Trump dominates in every major poll. Despite the fact that we're seeing push polls and headlines saying Trump's lead drops. We just keep hearing that for the last few months. This is a clear attempt to drive down his poll numbers. And that's why he keeps surging in the polls. Another Drudge link is that a black activist, the police are reporting, is the main one issuing the latest threats to kill people, kill minorities. This is another form of false flag that we see more and more by the left to basically stir up cultural and racial division. This is part of the left's plan to destabilize the country with civil unrest ahead of the 2016 election. Are there some problems with corrupt police? Absolutely. I literally wrote the book on it, as everybody knows, on the police state, trying to stop our police being turned into globalized, federalized robocops. But that, too, ladies and gentlemen, is part of the larger plan to then have the people see the police as the enemy and not the policymakers that created and set up this political climate. So we're going to be discussing all of that and more. Now, if you go to drudgereport.com, right up in the left-hand side right there, corner, Trump set for Alex Jones Radio developing. And Donald Trump is scheduled to be on with us. We're connecting here in about 5 minutes at Trump Tower in New York City to be joining us live on air. And drudgereport.com in the upper left-hand corner has that link. Now, the reason I'm so excited about this interview is that basically one of his top-level advisors, political advisors, reached out to us and said, would you like to interview Donald Trump? And I said, well, yeah, we even tried. I mean, and they said, sure. And basically I was filled in on the fact that Donald Trump is really aware of what's going on in the world. He's shown that, exposing ISIS being Western-backed and Turkey selling the oil and we should bomb their oil fields in Syria. He's really been proven right over and over again, and it's because he's got some really good advisors. And the last month and a half or so, I was kind of let into just some of the facts of how much research they're really doing and the fact that they're aware that there is basically a Cloward and Piven plan to take down this country, as we all know as well. But the fact is that Donald Trump understands that and really does want to try to come in and save the country is very, very exciting. Because if you don't recognize that there's a plan to bring down this country, and that Hillary Clinton is a criminal, and that Barack Obama is a globalist hell-bent on world government, there's no way to beat him because you're not raising your response to the level of the attack you're under, the threat continuum. It's not like a cop's out there pulling somebody over for a broken taillight. It's like cops showing up at a hostage situation with 1,000 hostages and, 100 terrorists. I mean, what's the threat continuum there? You don't respond with, one beat cop who doesn't even have a gun. You've got to respond with heavy political firepower to something that serious. And this country is being dismantled right now. So Donald Trump is coming up, and we're very excited about that because I've got a lot of really important questions, some of which have been asked, some of which haven't been asked, that I want to go over with him at the start of the next segment. And there's so much other news now to go over. But this is the day now that the Dan Rather video's out. All these newspaper articles are out saying that radical Muslims celebrated not just in New Jersey, but New York and in the West Bank by Israel and so many other places. We know radical Islamists celebrated a few weeks ago at two different soccer teams during the Minute of Silence, booing the dead. Booing the dead and saying Allah Akbar in the Minute of Silence. And so the mainstream apologist media wants to cover this up and act like it didn't happen. I mean, what are they going to say? If Trump comes out and says it's wrong to say Allah Akbar during a minute of silence for people that are killed at the Paris attacks, 130-something, are they going to say that didn't happen? Because this is what they do. Even when he links to a New York Post article from a few days after 9/11, they say, oh, that doesn't matter, you're still wrong. Well, you know what? That's why mainstream media is so dead. That's why they're falling apart, they're collapsing, they're pathetic. They really are a joke. And that's not rhetoric. These people are sickening, lying, discredited jokes 9 times out of 10 now. There are still some people in mainstream media that do a pretty good job. But it looks like that lady at CBS who exposed Fast and Furious, the White House shipping all those guns to Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. They ran her out of CBS News when she broke that. She had to fight to get it out there. So real journalists get targeted in this country. It's like the top French meteorologist came out and said global warming being man-made is a fraud. They fired him. These people are totalitarians, folks, and they want to shut up our free speech. They want to shut this country down. And Donald Trump is standing up against it.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My fellow patriots, one of the things I'm most proud of is the fact that the InfoWars operation reaches more than 20 million people a week worldwide with the message of liberty, and none of it is funded by major global corporations or by taxpayers. It's funded by free will, listeners and viewers like you who decide to visit InfoWarsStore.com and take advantage of some of the most high-quality, revolutionary products available today. And now, until December 18th, 2015, we are extending free shipping on top of huge discounts on cutting-edge nutraceuticals, high-quality non-GMO heirloom seeds, top-of-the-line water filtration systems that remove glyphosate, fluoride, and more. And the list of specials goes on and on. Some discounts are as high as 50% at InfoWarsStore.com on top of free shipping through December 18th at InfoWarsStore and InfoWarsLife.com. And remember, InfoWars is the operation that you built.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Well, we had Matt Drudge about a month ago in studio. Only does an interview every 3-4 years. And I thought that got me excited. But I'm telling you, Donald Trump is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, for the next 30 minutes or so. And obviously, he is a maverick. He's an original. He tells it like it is. Doesn't read off a teleprompter. Neither do I. He's self-made. This whole media operation that reaches 20 million people a week worldwide, conservatively self-made. That's why I'm so excited. And he joins us from Trump Tower in New York City. He is the leading 2016 Republican presidential contender. Donald Trump, again, joins us. And I've got so many questions. But first off, Donald, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Alex. Great. Great to be with you.
I've got so many questions, but you are vindicated. This has got to be the 50th time in the last 6 months on the radical Muslim celebrating, not just in New Jersey, but New York, Palestine, all over. What do you have to say? They're still attacking you, though. We've got Dan Rather on video. We've got New York Post. We've got Washington Post. We've got, what's going on here?
Well, I took a lot of heat, and I was very strong on it, and I held my line. And then all of a sudden, you know, hundreds of people were calling up my office. I was the other day in Sarasota, Florida, and people are in line, and we had 12,000 people, which is fantastic. And the people were saying, many of the people from New Jersey, four or five people said, Mr. Trump, I saw it myself. I was there. They talked about Patterson, but they said, I saw it myself, Mr. Trump. I was there. So many people have called in and on Twitter, at Real Donald Trump, they're all tweeting. So I knew it happened and I held my line and people wanted me to apologize and we can't do that. People like you and I can't do that so easily. Now, we can do it if we're wrong, Alex. You apologize. I'd apologize if I was wrong. But they were celebrating and they were celebrating the fall of the World Trade Center. I think that's disgraceful.
It is. And that same week you were reporting on that fact, we had two different international football games, soccer games, with the Turkish fans and others during the moment of silence for the dead people in Paris chanting Allah Akbar and booing. So did that not happen too?
Well, that happened and everybody saw it. That was a week ago and the players were out on the field and they couldn't believe it. They were embarrassed. They didn't know what to do. The coach and the managers, they all apologized, but it happened. Look, we have to deal with reality. And, you know, it all started because I said we need surveillance. We need proper surveillance. We have people that truly are evil, and they're coming from someplace, and you know sort of where they're coming from, at least the vicinity. And I said we need proper surveillance, whether it's a mosque or any place else. We have to be surveilled, and we have to see what's coming at us because we're not going to have a country anymore. Between the weak borders that we have, the pathetic and weak borders where politicians are afraid to do anything about it, between all of what's happening with radical, you know, you look at what's going on. You have a president that doesn't even want to talk about, you know, the radical Muslim stuff. He doesn't want to mention the word. He doesn't want to say it. But you look at what's happening where we have a president that's over there celebrating global warming and trying to get everybody excited about global warming. Like, that's our number one problem. He considers that to be our number one problem. And our number one problem is what's going on where they want to blow up our cities and they want to blow up our country. That's our number one problem.
And then our number two problem is crippled America, your number one New York Times bestseller. We're going to talk about that in a few minutes, but let's continue with the number one problem. And I agree with you. It's now in mainstream news, Associated Press and others are reporting that it's a secret deal with Turkey, with the Germans, with Merkel, the admitted socialist, to bring in millions of radical Islamists. They admit almost all of them are Sunni. They basically invaded Syria. They're getting their butt kicked by the Russians. So now they want to flee up to the north into Turkey. You said months ago, bomb the oil of ISIS, and the mainstream media laughed because you said the sky was blue again. Now the Pentagon says that's the right thing to do. And now you've come out saying, quote, it looks like that Turkey's on the side of ISIS, close quote. Well, that the next day the Russians released satellite photos documenting that there are literally thousands of trucks coming up to the border at these huge terminals connected to Irgun, the president's son, making billions of dollars total off of this. Again, you're in trouble for saying the sky is blue.
Well, I was right about that. I was right in saying in a book that I wrote, you covered it really nicely, I appreciate it, but I wrote a very political book years ago in the year 2000, The America We Deserve, and I said in that book that we better be careful with this guy named Osama bin Laden. I mean, I really study this stuff. I really find it very interesting, and even though I'm a businessman, I find it, I've always have been involved in politics. I said, we better be careful with Osama bin Laden. There's a guy named Osama bin Laden. Nobody really knew who he was, but he was nasty. He was saying really nasty things about our country and what he wants to do to it. And I wrote in the book, 2000, 2 years before the World Trade Center came down, I talked about Osama bin Laden. You better take him out. I said, he's going to crawl under a rock. You better take him out. And now people are seeing that. They're saying, you know, Trump predicted Osama bin Laden, which actually is true. And then 2 years later, a year and a half later, he knocked down the World Trade Center. And I talked about terrorism and that. That was before terrorism as we know it today. I said, we better be careful. That's going to happen. It's going to be a big thing. And it certainly is a big thing. So with the oil, and I'm glad you brought it up, but as you know, for 3 years, I've been saying you better take out the oil because if you don't take the oil, it's going to be a problem. So we shouldn't have been in Iraq. But once we got there, the way we came out was horrible. And I said, take the oil. Then we didn't take the oil. So ISIS got the oil. And as you know, Iran is getting the oil because Iran is going to take over all of Iraq. You know, we made one of the worst deals in the history of our world. when we gave them $150 billion and virtually we gave them keys to nuclear weapons.
One of the Mr. Trump, I hate to interrupt you. You are the leading presidential front runner with the Republicans gaining a huge lead as you don't back down. But I've got to just back you up again, because the more I research what you've actually said and done, it's amazing. You were the only leading American figure who openly said, do not go to war in Iraq. They had almost, 90% votes in Congress for it, bipartisan. You said, don't do it. Iran will take over. Look, you can say that today, and everybody can say that, but you said that in 2001, 2002, 2003, when it was very unpopular, because you've done your research and had good advisors. How did you know that when almost no one else did?
Well, first of all, I'm the most militaristic person there is. I'm going to build the military. If I win, I'm going to make our military so strong, so powerful that nobody's going to mess with us. We're going to take care of our vets and all of that. But I have to tell you, you have to know if you're going to go to war, you have to do it properly and you have to know what to do. I viewed it as this. Iran and Iraq were the same in terms of strength. And they'd constantly fighting. That's all they do is they fight, right? They go to war all the time and they'd move 10 feet left, 10 feet right, 10 feet left, then they'd rest. And then it started again 4 years later. This has been gone on for forever. And this is the way it is. I said, if you take out Iran or if you take out Iraq, either one, you're going to destabilize the Middle East. Well, we took out Iraq. And by the way, Iraq has the second largest oil reserves in the world. People don't even know that. So we gave incredible. We took out Iraq. I said, you're going to destabilize. Well, and I said, and you'll know this and you know this, and I appreciate what you just said. Then Iran is going to come in and Iran is going to take over Iraq. And they're just taking it over right now. As we speak, they're taking it over. Iran is running Iraq and very soon will be virtually going to be totally running Iraq, especially after all of the deal we just made, which is the worst. So I said, keep the oil. And I said, if you're going to leave, you shouldn't have gone in, but they should have left soldiers behind, 20,000 or a certain number of soldiers. But if you're going to leave, take the oil. And I've said it. Then they left. They didn't take the oil. So ISIS got the oil. Iran is getting the oil. Everybody's getting everything but us. So we lost thousands of soldiers. We spent $2 trillion in Iraq. We have wounded warriors who I love all over the place. And what do we get out of it, Alex? We had nothing. We had nothing.
So, no, the French and the Germans are getting the oil, and the Iranians are getting the oil.
And you know who the number one customer for the oil is? Guess what? China.
That's right.
How smart is China? They outsmart us on every level militarily. They outsmart us on trade, we're losing. We have a $450 billion trade deficit with China.
Let me ask you this. You're a top business guy, on your own from nothing. How did China get 97% of rare earth minerals in the world? How is the United States or nobody else even trying to get rare earth minerals when it's what goes in the smartphones, the computers? Trillions is made a year. How did we just give them the global market in that? That's crazy.
Well, what a lot of people don't know, Afghanistan. Now, Afghanistan's a place we can go in because, you have Pakistan and you have nuclear weapons and a lot of things going on there. But we go into Afghanistan. We're fighting, tremendous mountains and ridges. We're fighting on one side. And you know who's got their excavators on the other side?
China,
taking out all the minerals. Afghanistan, nobody knew this. Afghanistan is rich with minerals, not oil, but minerals.
Lithium, everything.
And China's taking out all the minerals. And here we are fighting. We have trillions, we have $1 trillion in Afghanistan, and we get nothing out of it. And we're going to end up leaving and keeping a couple of thousand soldiers there and this and that. We get nothing. China is taking out the minerals. They're the buyers, the big buyers at very, very low prices of the oil in Iraq and probably in Syria. But China is a big buyer of the oil. But one thing with the oil, it's sort of interesting because you've covered it. For 3 years, I've been saying hit the oil because ISIS is getting strong and they're no JV, as the president said, and they're certainly not contained. But I said hit the oil and hit them hard. And they laughed at me and they would put generals on television saying, no, that strategy wouldn't work. Well, after Paris, they started hitting the oil and it does work. The problem is we've given them a 2 year edge. They have billions of dollars.
The Russians started hitting the oil for 1 month and ISIS is already rolling over. So Putin is following your strategy. Vladimir Putin well.
We should have done it 2 years ago, Alex. That's the only problem.
Trump joins us live. Can you speak to, as president, what your relationship would be with foreign leaders and what you know about Vladimir Putin? Because all I know is, why are we starting a fight with Russia when they're not doing anything to us?
Right. Well, number one, and just to finish on the oil, by the way, I say hit the oil, but we should keep the oil. In other words, we should keep. We'll get ExxonMobil. They'll go in. We'll get other of our oil companies. We'll get some of the great oil companies. We bid it out. We should keep the oil. You know, in the old days, to the victor belong the spoils, right? We don't have that. We go in, we fight a war, and we leave. We get nothing, except we get debt and we get deficit. That's all we get. I think I get along great with people. I mean, I will probably get along well with him, and if I don't, somebody else will, and who knows? You know, he's a difficult cookie. He's tough and he's smart. I was on the show 60 Minutes with him recently, not together. I mean, they did him and they profiled me at the same show, which was there. We were stablemates, right? But I think I'd get along very well with him. I think it'd do fine. Look, here's the thing. We lose with every country, and yet we don't get along with any countries. China is killing us. Everybody's killing us. China's just beating us to a pulp on trade. Japan, Mexico is killing us, and yet we don't get along with anybody. With me, they're not going to get so rich. Believe me, they're not going to get so rich at all. We're going to take back our jobs. We're going to take back our manufacturing. We take back our base. But they'll like us more than they do now. Sort of amazing.
Well, Donald Trump, let me say this. My audience, I'd say 90% supports you. Okay? Right. And you definitely have shown your knowledge of geopolitical systems. Hillary and others have been demonizing you for saying radical Muslims celebrated on 9/11, but she got caught a few years ago claiming that she got shot at in Bosnia, in the air, on the ground. They have video of it all. None of it happened. She admits she lied. If you did that, you'd be done. But you wouldn't do something like that. You don't steal glory from our veterans. But they demonize you for made-up scandals every day, trying to see what'll stick. And you got Hillary involved in Benghazi. You've got them involved in everything. And people love you for tough talk. Is it not time for impeachment hearings against Obama? I mean, what do we do politically to really try to prosecute Hillary Clinton?
Well, you remember this. The best thing that we have going with Obama is he's got a year left, okay? Because, you know, by the time you do the hearings and everything, I don't...
So don't make him a martyr.
In a way, you'll make him a martyr. But I don't even say that. You know, one of the things that I'm the most disappointed in Republicans, because they go to Washington, they're going to do all this stuff, they're going to impeach Obama, they're going to end Obamacare, which has to be ended. It's a disaster. I don't know if you've seen the premiums. They're going up...
It's killing everything.
55%. You know, it's going to implode anyway. In 2017, Obamacare blows up. It's over. I mean, it's over, and everybody knows it, and they're doing big stories. Even the ones that were for it are saying, uh-oh, this isn't working. Well, the premiums are a disaster, and if you look at anything having to do with Obamacare right now, it's over. But the problem with the Republicans is they'll try and fix it. They'll try, instead of get rid of it, and we can come up with a phenomenal plan that's much better for the people. The people are getting killed with that. So... there's so many things to do, Alex. We will do such a good job. There's so many fronts. A number. We'll win on trade. We're going to strengthen our military. We're going to take care of our vets. We're going to get rid of Obamacare. We're going to do so many things. There's so many things that can be done. But we have to use our good people. You know, everybody running against me, in terms of even the Republican side, and Hillary certainly, they're all controlled by their donors and their special interests and the lobbyists, right? I'm putting up my own money. I'm funding my own campaign. Nobody's going to control me. I'm going to do what's right for you and for the American people.
Listen, I get it. I mean, you are a true maverick. I understand. You know, you made tens of millions of dollars. You've hired tens of thousands of people. I mean, I would imagine that as you've gotten older, correct me if I'm wrong, because I know you talked about wanting to serve America decades ago. Really, all it comes down to is wanting to have a free country for your children and grandchildren. And that's where I want to come to this point next. Because I know you're smart, sir, and I know that you also, though, you don't dumb your message down, but you keep it at a mid-level so the general public and the establishment as well can get it. But let's get down to brass tacks. I routinely talk to the top generals, special forces, Pentagon currently, out of the Pentagon, CIA, as I know you do, and we'll just leave it at that. There are a lot of people in this government and also retired who don't want to destroy the country. They really know that we've reached the crossroads where the country's done as a third world nation within a few more years. Forget Donald Trump in 4 years. If this happens, we're done. I mean, we're talking about resurrecting the dead here. We could turn it around right now, as you've said properly. You're dead on, sir. You're right. We could turn it around. All the actuaries, all the numbers show it. But it's got to happen the next few years or we're done.
Right.
There are globalists that want to have a world government, a system run by select crony capitalists using socialism at the grassroots to make people dependent. And I've talked to not just high-level folks that have been in government that are on your team, but separately high-level people in government currently that say there's an internal war going on and that you're a manifestation of that. I don't want to get anything inside baseball with you, but I already know the inside baseball. I know now from top people that you actually are for real and you understand you're in danger and you understand what you're doing is epic. It's George Washington level. And you understand that office. So I want to tell you right now, can you speak about the war for the soul of this country that's happening right now and really tell people what's happening and commit to people that you want Ross Perot under death threats and step down when you're in the lead 2 months from the election?
Okay, so let me just tell you, Alex, as you know, I'm leading in every poll nationally, in every poll state. I'm leading in Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, the SEC, Texas. I'm leading in Texas, which I love. I love Texas. You know, we were there. Mark Cuban called up. He said, do you want to use the arena? I used it. We filled it up in 3 or 4 days, 20,000 people. In Mobile, Alabama, we had 35,000 people. We had 20,000 in Oklahoma. I'm so into this. And I'm not into it. You know, I could do other things that I would enjoy doing, to be honest with you.
No, you're doing a dangerous mission. We understand that.
It's not an easy thing. But the key is make America great again. We can make America great again. But if you have to suffer through 4 more or 8 more years of what's gone on in the past and you know, what's going, it's just, we're being eaten away. It's eating away at our country. And we can make, in my opinion, we can make America greater than ever before. But we have to get going. It has to happen. We have to get going. And, you know, when you look at the vision, I said Iraq, you agreed with me on Iraq. I said hit the oil. I said a lot of things that turned out to be true, 100% true. And I'm giving credit. I'm giving credit by some people. Some people refuse to acknowledge it. You know, they refuse to say.
No, you've been absolutely on target. So what I'm asking is, though, can you speak to the crossroads we're at right now, though? Because you've talked about it. Are we at a crossroads to decide whether this country's done or whether we go to the next level?
Well, I think that if we don't get it right this time, I think this is going to be the most important election our country's ever had. I mean, you'd have to say George Washington is right there. You know, the couple of pretty important elections, right? But this is certainly in the modern era, this is the most important election our country's ever had. If we don't get it right, if we put another one of these people in, like Hillary, I mean, she's so corrupt. She is so corrupt, and she shouldn't even be allowed to run. And frankly, her greatest legacy, she was a horrible Secretary of State. If she runs, I think her greatest legacy will be that she got out of the email scandal. That's what I think. It'll be one of the greatest jobs I've ever seen of getting out of a scandal. Because General Petraeus and many others, I mean, their lives have been destroyed for doing 5% of what she did.
That's right.
So she shouldn't be allowed to run. But, you know, the recent Fox poll that just came down 2 days ago has me beating her head to head, which is very interesting and very good, and beating her soundly head to head. But we have to get it right. Our country can be absolutely, we can turn it around. But I would agree with you, if we don't get it right this time, I'm not sure if you go another 4 or 8 years with the insanity and the stupidity of these leaders, I'm not sure you're going to be able to turn it around anymore. I think it could be over.
Donald Trump, the man in the arena, his new book, we're going to talk about in a moment, is exposing the fact this country is being sabotaged by design. Specifically, I don't want to bring up detractors. And it's a question I had early on that I did more research, and I understand that you really do want to save this country where your children and grandchildren live, but let's expand on this. There are certain pundits out there saying you played golf with Bill Clinton, and so you had to do business in New York, so you said nice things about Hillary. I get keeping your enemies closer when you're not, you know, in politics. I get it. I understand. I think that's what you did. But tell us specifically, and I don't think this now. I've seen it. I know you're for real. You wouldn't be saying the things you're doing. They're scared of you. The whole system's coming out against you. But promise us that you're not going to drop out at the key moment, keeping all the other Republicans out of view, and then Hillary races to the head, or Jeb Bush does, because as you know, folks are claiming you're a Clinton operative.
You know, I've never heard that. I heard it actually a few months ago, but I've hit her harder than anybody times 10, if you look at this.
You have.
I was a businessman. Yet I've only been a politician for 5 months. I hate to use the term because, you know, it's all
you're a statesman.
But I've just been doing this for a very short period of time. I was establishment. You know, I was like a guy like you would say Trump is total establishment. And I was a big donor to a lot of different Republicans. But over the years, I've given to Democrats. I've given to Republicans. I've given to everybody because I had an obligation. I was a businessman. One of the magazines recently called me a world-class businessman. The truth is I did. I built an unbelievable company, tremendous assets, tremendous, not only that, iconic assets, very little debt, tremendous cash flow. It's a great company. And by the way, people now see how good when I did the filing. Everyone said, oh, he'll never file. It's almost 100 pages long, and it's an unbelievable company. So I built, which, by the way, The reason I say that, that's the kind of thinking our country needs. But I got along great with Clinton. I got along great with Harry Reid. I get along great with everybody because when I needed them, I didn't want to have argument. I didn't want to have somebody say, well, Clinton doesn't want it to happen.
Sure, you're not a loser. You don't get in mindless fights. You move forward with your agenda. But now you see America in trouble, and you're, hey, that's all sidelined now. Donald Trump's not working for Donald Trump. He wants to work for America.
Yeah, as a businessman, you couldn't have even functioned if you don't get along
with
people.
Yeah.
For example, in New York City, it's 95% Democrat. I mean, if I didn't get along with the Democrats, I wouldn't have one
building. Well, I'll tell you, I mean, you did want the vice president, you know, position that's come out decades ago behind the scenes. I mean, I know you're a Republican. What about libertarianism? What's your view of libertarianism? And then I want to ask you, who's your favorite president, and who do you think your running mate might be? Folks think it's Ted Cruz.
Well, I think that libertarianism is sort of interesting. There are certain things that I really like about it, but, you know, keeping government out as much as possible. We need government for protection. We have to protect. When you look at these maniacs in the Middle East that want to destroy us, and, you know, the problem we have today, Alex, is the weaponry. If this were 100 years ago, I'd say forget about them. Let them keep fighting. They've been fighting all their lives. Let them keep fighting each other. Who cares? But the weaponry is so powerful, and they hate us so much that we have to now protect. So that's a big part of government. So there's a certain common sense to certain elements. And I do very well with the libertarians, frankly, you know, because they sort of get it and they get me. But we need bigger strength than I think the libertarians really want. And we need it. And we have to have it. We have to have it. If we don't have it, we're not going to have a country. If we don't have borders, we're not going to have a country. As far as running mates, it's too soon to say. I actually respect a couple of people that are on the stage. Some of them I have absolutely no respect for. I think they're not very good at all at what they do. You look at what's going on. But I have respect for a number of people that are on the stage with me. I have respect for a lot of people that are throughout this country, political people. I'll pick somebody I think that can really be a great vice president. Ultimately, has to be a great president because that's, 90% of that function is, if something bad happens, they got to be a good president. You have to view it from that standpoint. And my favorite president in the more or less modern era would be Ronald Reagan. I've always liked him. I helped him. And by the way, he was a Democrat. A lot of people don't know.
He was. Some
of a liberal Democrat, Alex, as you know. And he became a somewhat conservative. I wouldn't say the most conservative, but a somewhat conservative Republican.
But he wanted to make America great.
And he really did. He wanted to make. He had actually, let's make America great. That was his. And mine is, make America great again. So there's a little bit of a difference. But
my son, finally sold me on being a bigger supporter of yours. I mean, I liked you, love Americana, you're pure Americana, and I'm still, was research. But my 13-year-old son's really smart, has a lot of research. He watches all the debates, and he just really loves you. He is on cloud nine that you're here, Rex Jones, and it was his question, which president was your favorite? But all time, who's your favorite?
Well, all time, I'd say Ronald Reagan, shorter term, I would say, well, you look at Lincoln and you look at Washington, you have to go with, they're the classics, right, Alex? You think in terms of the great classics, you have to go with the Lincolns and the Washingtons.
I agree. He's a man's man. George Washington was a badass.
Yeah, that's what they say. I mean, that's what they say. They say he never told a lie. Let's hope that's true, okay? But George Washington was pretty good. But we had some great presidents. And we had some good presidents on the other side, too, in all fairness. But we will hopefully be right at the top of that list. We're going to make the country so strong, and we're going to make it financially secure. We can't owe $21 trillion because it's going to be that.
What's my final question? What type of an elite wants a Cloward and Piven bankrupt the country so socialists can run in and we all get handouts? What type of an elite is that? I mean, you've been around these people. Are they mentally ill, Donald Trump?
Well, we have to make our country rich again. The other day I said to a woman, she came up to Mr. Trump at a big rally where we had 14,000 people. And at the end, she just sees me and I'm signing autographs and stuff. And she said, Mr. Trump, I'm voting for you 100%. But are you, this whole concept of making it rich, it sounds so crass. I said, you know what? It might sound crass, but if we don't make our nation rich again, if we don't take back our jobs from all these other countries that are ripping us, and if we don't take back our money, and if we don't, balance up our budget, at least get it damn close and soon, we're not going to have a nation anymore.
We're a third world country. Donald Trump, I know you've got to go. 60-second break. I want to come back in just 3 minutes, talk about your book and your big rally in Virginia tonight. We'll be back in 70 seconds. Donald Trump, powerful interview.
Visit GCNlive.com today.